Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
May 5, Genesis chapter 18, verses 27 through 33. The word of the Lord. Then Abraham spoke up again. Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people? If I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. Once again, he spoke to him. What if only 40 are found there? He said, for the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Abraham said, Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? He said, For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? He answered, For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. I need to tell you a secret. The sharing of hidden, private, often deeply personal stories is a clear indication of trust in a relationship. From short, whispered conversations in childhood to hours-long conversations in adulthood, the disclosure of information is rarely a communication of facts. It is an invitation to a conversation and stronger connection. The Lord revealed His intention to Abraham. Abraham rightly accepted the conversation invitation. He discovered much about God and His plan through a series of questions. God and Abraham communicated and connected because of God's disclosure. God's revelations invite my prayers. What is God revealing to you about people, relationships, or circumstances? How can you use those to launch a meaningful conversation with Him? Loving God, you invite me into an ongoing conversation. Thank you for including me in your work in the world as I pray today. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.